You're listening to the Pageant Cast, your home of beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Angela Zanone, Miss Milwaukee 2004, here with Tim Kretschmann's Milwaukee's Most Eligible Bachelor.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pageant Cast, and thank you, Angela. That's Angela Zanone, Miss Milwaukee 2004, there on our recordings. She does a great job introducing me, don't you think? Hey, you know what? I'm hoping to get more of Angela's stuff in here. We'll see what we can do about that. Listen up here. On this past week, I believe it was, we started a feedback line. If you have feedback that you would like to give us here at the Pageant Cast or any of the shows that this TKPN that we're involved in has, just give us a call at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-TKPN. We would love your feedback. Also, if you have press releases that you would like to send us, fax them to that number. We'll be more than happy to take a peek at them. Again, remember, if you would like to be involved in the program, just send us an email at pageantcast@yahoo.com. We'll take a look at them. Can't say we're going to do absolutely everything that people ask us to, but we will certainly review everything that we get. Today on the program, we are going to have an interview with Miss USA 2004, Shandy Finnessy will be on today's program with some material that was never broadcast on my local radio show, so you'll have that to look forward to as well. As I record this portion of the podcast, I do need to tell you about an activity that I was proud to be a part of last night. Well, was it last night or was it early this morning? Because it spilled into today for me as we're broadcasting. I don't know when you're going to hear this, so okay, that was kind of silly to say, but hey, let's continue anyway. I was one of five judges at the Miss Milwaukee 2006 pageant. I was proud to be a part of such a wonderful panel of judges. And we selected the new Miss Milwaukee 2006, Ashley Spingola. So congratulations to Ashley. Her first runner-up was Andrea Berndt, and Stacy Zabinski was the second runner-up. Congratulations, though, to all seven of the entrants in Miss Milwaukee. Miss Milwaukee is a prelim of Miss Wisconsin, and thus also a prelim to Miss America. So it is a quite competitive event, and it was a very difficult job for the judges to make any sort of judgments on the wonderful caliber of talent that was on display before us.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
Now it's time for some news I found about pageants this past week. All of these news articles have a link to the entire article on our show notes. The show notes can be found at the TKPNpodcast.com website. Just click on the appropriate link, and it'll shoot you right over to pageantcast.com. .blogspot.com. Here's this week's news. Miss America 2000 in Zanesville, Ohio. Whether we're working on homelessness, housing, healthcare, legislation, whatever we can do to facilitate a veteran's needs as an individual, or on the whole, for the 26 million American veterans that are out there, we try to facilitate that, said French Henry. Now, Heather French Henry spoke at the Welcome Center on Friday, January 6th. She was happy to be back in Zanesville. She'll help out with the Miss Southeastern Ohio pageant. That'll be on Saturday, January 7th. French Henry said, "The great thing is coming back to this area and giving back to the program that really gave me my first start." For more on that article, go on out to our show notes and click on the link. Pretty exciting news going on because a former Miss USA contestant wins Survivor Guatemala. Now, I found this in Associated Press. It came down to 30-year-old sports radio host Danny Boatwright and 25-year-old Survivor veteran Stephanie LaGrassa in Sunday night's Survivor Guatemala, the Maya Empire finale. Boatwright, a former Miss USA contestant from Tonoxie, Kansas, outlasted and outcharmed LaGrassa, a veteran of the last Survivor series, to win the 11th version of the popular CBS reality show, along with $1 million and a new car. She won the second of the final broadcast Always Grueling Immunity Challenges, a competition that involves standing on a wobbly board with only a rope and gallows to hang on to reach the final two. Boatwright, who sailed through the competition with surprisingly few enemies, had to sell out her popular alliance partner, Rafe Judkins, to reach the final pair. Congratulations to Danny Boatwright, the winner of Survivor. The show's 12th edition, currently being filmed in Panama, will be broadcast in the spring and will be called Survivor Panama Exile Island. The singer and a beauty queen to marry. This is from New York. Former Creed lead singer Scott Stapp is engaged to a beauty queen. Stapp and Jacqueline Nijhuat, Miss New York USA 2004, have announced plans to marry on February 10th. In Florida. The couple met last January at a gala for the Muscular Dystrophy Association in New York. They became engaged late last year, the singer's publicist told the Associated Press. You can find this entire article, again, out at the show notes. Another article out at the show notes, Life as a Beauty Queen, it's hit and miss. Austin student learning her role as Miss Texas Teen USA. On a mild midday in December, Raven Valadez, decked out casually in a sleeveless print shirt and khaki pants, sat quietly in a meeting room at the Round Rock Public Library with a tiara and sash at the ready. Around her assembled members of the Rotary Club, who were there to eat, share news, and hear from Valadez about her reign as Miss Texas Teen USA. Raven Valadez is a relative newcomer to the pageant business, winning the Austin title and the state title only a year after first participating. Valadez said the inexperience was actually a boon. They wanted a typical teenager, she said. Public appearances are part of the job for Miss Teen USA. Raven Valadez, 17, was talking with Round Rock Rotary Club member Joe Knapp during a club meeting last month. A high school senior who was crowned in November received more than $100,000 in prizes. In advance of her pageants this year, Valadez has enlisted the help of a personal trainer, with whom she worked out three times a week, and an interview coach. She will continue to work with them, she said, in preparation for the nationally televised Miss Teen USA pageant in August. Her new title has not gone unnoticed at St. Michael's, and few will let her forget it. One of my teachers, the first day I get back from the pageant, he started singing the Miss America theme song. The attendance person at our school, he calls me Queenie, she said. I get my fair share of ridicule because of the pageant. My brother says he's losing me to the dark side. Sounds like the brother is a real peach, doesn't it? Anyway, go to the whole story. It's there in the show notes, the link to the entire story. Another headline, student scores hat-trick of beauty titles. This is from Penang. Student Jolene Lim has scored a hat-trick of beauty pageant victories with her latest triumph at the inaugural Miss Penang Hospitality 2005-2006 Beauty Contest. Lim, 21, who aspires to be a career woman, beat 12 other finalists en route to her crowning at the Cocos Beach Club in Upper Penang Road here on Wednesday night. She had earlier won the Miss Kata Earth 2005 in September before being crowned Miss Pesta 2005 last month. She says, I just can't describe my feelings after winning three beauty pageant titles in 4 months. This is going to be remembered for a long time. She was the hot favorite for the crown after winning four of the 14 subsidiary titles earlier, Miss Personality, Miss Define, Miss Palace Beauty, and Miss Cosmic. Coming in second was student Penny Go. The third was part-time model Erica Song. Again, we have a link to the entire article right there in our show notes at pageantcast.blogspot.com, or as usual, you can go to our website, http://www.tkpnpodcast.com. Also coming out on the tkpnpodcast.com website in the near future, we were actually featured on WVTV, that's a Milwaukee channel, channel 18. We were in their 9 o'clock news. That particular newscast was actually more about one of our other programs here at the TKPN, that one being Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean. You hear it from time to time. I throw it into this program. It's actually an excellent premiere on podcasting. Here's the problem with this particular item, and if you're a podcaster, this is something to keep an eye on. When we had the TV crew over to the house, they took a lot of pictures of TKPN up on the wall. I had a sign made. That was smart. I did that, and that was intelligent. However, I didn't somehow paste our website all over everything. That was a mistake, because in the show, and you'll notice this when you watch it out on our website when we finally get up there, they don't ever give out my website. They don't give out the name of any of the podcasts that I promote, and there's 3 of them. That was a mistake. So if you're a podcaster and you're having people over, make sure to paste up your website all over the joint, and you will find better success. Well, next on the Pageant Cast, what we'd like to do is play a song from a member of the Pageant community that has her music out on the PodSafe Music Network. Her name is Carmen Tyler, and she's one of the top recording artists out there on the PodSafe Music Network. She was the 1995 Miss Louisiana, and she actually won the talent competition at Miss America for 1996. Here's Carmen Tyler with Drifting.
Drifting, what am I? Some of the music provided tonight is from the Poncho Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.
Thanks to the people that are adding themselves to our Frapper Map. This is a great way to see who is listening to the program. Or rather, where they are coming from. You do not need to leave your real name, but please enter your zip code so we know where you are listening from. To find our Frapper Map, go to TKPN homepage. That's at http://www.tkpnpodcast.com. Each program that is part of TKPN has a link to their Frapper Map for that show. And thanks again for putting your pin in our Frapper Map.
This is Die Stimmungsstunde, and on the telephone with us today, we have Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004. Hello.
Hi, that sounded really cool, whatever you just said in German.
That's the name of the show.
Say it again.
Stimmungsstunde.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I'm glad I'm on the show now.
Well, I'm glad you could be on the show, and this is just moments away from you having to give up your crown.
That's right. I am actually leaving New York a week from tomorrow to go to Baltimore, Maryland, and about 2.5 weeks after that date, I will be passing the crown on.
Okay, and that's going to be on NBC, I believe?
It'll be televised live on NBC on April 11th.
Oh, fantastic. Now, the Miss USA pageant is the top-rated beauty pageant, correct?
Yes, it is. Ratings actually keep growing each year. Last year was the year that I competed. It was held in L.A., and it was the number one rated show that night.
Well, with such wonderful representatives, it's small wonder.
Thank you.
Now, what have been some of the highlights of your reign? You've had almost the entire year now. What would you point out as being some of the highlights?
You know, it's actually funny. You end up doing so many things that it's very difficult to remember day to day. I have fortunately been keeping a journal, and so I almost have to get that out and flip through to see what I actually have and have not done. But I mean, I've been able to meet some amazing, amazing people.
Well, you met a real life princess, isn't that right?
I did. I met the princess of Thailand. That was really cool. And got to meet a lot of different celebrities and movie stars and things like that, but also have been able to go all over the world. And do things that have actually left footprints. For example, I helped to raise over $30 million for breast cancer.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've been able to definitely leave my mark. So that's been really nice.
Wow. Now, you've been all over the world. What's been your favorite travel destination?
Germany. No.
Perfect answer. Perfect answer.
I loved St. Martin, which is in the Caribbean. When I actually had like an evening and part of an afternoon free, and so I got to lay on the beach and to literally sit there and have nothing to do but listen to the sound of the ocean, that was a really, really good time, because my life right now is so stressful, and I'm constantly traveling and doing things, so to have a moment of nothingness was very much appreciated.
Well, that's great. Now, you also participated in a New York tradition, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I did.
Did you get to meet Santa Claus?
No, I didn't. Oh. But I was close to him in the parade. He was...
Yeah, you were very near the end of the parade. In fact, you had some wooden soldiers protecting you. Now, was that in Fear of Sugar Plum
Fairies? I had one
wooden
soldier, and I had a huge teddy bear protecting me.
Well, that was good. There was no fear, though, of anything, because he had the wooden soldier there to protect you.
Absolutely, and they did a very good job.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004, here on the Stimmungsstunde.
This next promo we're about to play doesn't actually say where you can find it. It's called the G's Podcast, and it's on the Pickle. It's on Podcast Pickle. You can download it at 4305, Pickle page 4305.
I'm in some restaurant.
Yeah? Which one?
Zonies.
Zonies? Where's that?
On Twilight Street.
Twilight Street? I don't think so.
I can see the sign from here.
Never heard of Zonies. But don't eat there.
I'm hungry.
Look, I'm telling you, you don't want to eat on Twilight Street.
I'm starved.
Steffi, listen to me.
Boy, the service is slow. Hey, can I get a waiter?
There's no Zonies. That's zombies.
I can believe it, the way the waiters are dragging their butts around here.
Stephanie, put your cell away.
No, they're giving me nasty looks. So what? Hey, can I have some service?
Stephanie, get up and get out of there.
That got their attention. They're all shuffling over here in a hurry.
Put your cell phone away.
The whole staff crowding around my table.
Get out of there.
Hey.
Hey, give me back my phone.
Stephanie.
Don't put it in a hot dog bun. What are you, mustard? What kind of creeps are you?
Stephanie.
No, not Grey Poupon.
Stephanie.
Oh, no, don't put sour cream on my cell.
Stephanie.
What do you think you're...
I tried to tell her, you don't want to eat on Twilight Street.
Have you ever been to Milwaukee itself during the year, or have you been in Chicago? Or?
I was in Chicago with something with the USO.
Okay.
But not very often.
Okay. We have a number of local ladies that have been on the program, including the Miss Wisconsin that competed with you, Jenna Schultz, who says hi, by the way.
Oh.
And she also wanted me to make sure I told you that she'll see you out there at the...
At the pageant.
Oh, good. She's
gonna
is
come.
Coming out, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm just passing along news now.
Well, you're a good messenger.
And Melissa Young, our new Miss Wisconsin USA, has been on the show. Do you have any hints for Melissa how to go about getting the Miss USA title?
I think the most important thing is to be 100% prepared. And I actually just had a conversation with someone earlier today about this, that I really think whoever wants it the most is the one who wins it.
Okay.
And if you want it bad enough, you're going to prepare so much so that when you're standing on stage, you never once look to the person next to you and have doubts about yourself and wish you would have done more of something or less of something. You're so prepared that you're just confident, and I think that shows on stage. So, unfortunately, a lot of girls wait until... you know, maybe 2 weeks before the competition to actually start preparing. But, I mean, this is truly something that goes in the making months, if not even years, before the competition. I don't think that you get on stage and all of a sudden become Miss USA. You're Miss USA before you ever walk in that door. And then you just kind of prove to the judges why they need to select you.
Hello, I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita, and I'm here to tell you about the Podcast 411 podcast. Now, Rob, he interviews other podcasters to find out what they've learned about doing a podcast, and it's been described as inside the actor's studio, except in this for podcasts. His past guests include Adam Curry, he's the Podfather, Senator John Edwards, C.C. Chapman, PK&J, Bibb and Yes, Chris Rockwell, and yours truly, Wichita Rutherford. That's just naming a few of them. Now, if you want to learn more about podcasting or podcasters, then you go over and visit them at podcast411.com. And remember, listen different with Podcast 411. It's just so precious.
We're back now with Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004, here on the Stimmung Stunde. Now, one of the things that you've done this past year is you were involved in the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game that was held in Houston, Texas.
I was.
Now, I looked all over the website, but it didn't say how many home runs you hit.
Oh, I hit 7.
You hit 7?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Actually, it was a kind of funny thing because... I was under the belief system that there were many, like, celebrity athletes that were going to play in the game and that not many people knew about sports. And so, because I know diddly squat when it comes to sports.
Okay.
So I got there, and, I mean, they are all, like, ex-ball players themselves, things like that. So there's a woman sitting next to me, and I leaned over, I said, so what do you do? And she says that she plays professional softball on the Olympic team. So I'm like, okay, so typically, you know, I am the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of how bad I was very, very nervous because I've never played before in my life, and I went up to my coach, And I said, you know, as soon as you can, I need to get my outfit. And if you could show me where the dressing room is, because I would like to get to rehearsals. And he was like, okay, first, it's a uniform, it's a locker room, and it's batting practice. However, I am confident and very proud to say that every time I was up at bat, I got a hit, but I just never made it to first base.
Well, that's good enough. You got contact.
I got contact, exactly.
Now, is something that you've also been doing is you have a rather popular children's book, I believe.
I have one that was written and published about 3 years ago, and I'm actually, I just, right before I am talking with you right now, met with a child book publisher here in New York about ideas for my second book that I'm actually coming out with.
Is that a sequel to, what is it, The Fur Tales?
The Fur Tales? No, this one is completely different. It kind of talks about inner strength and finding your inner qualities.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I really am excited about the second book.
You raised all that money for charities. Now, I looked through the list of the charities that you're involved in, and NABCO, I'm not sure I've ever heard of that. N-A-B-C-O?
Yes, National Association of Breast Cancer. As soon as you win Miss USA, you immediately are launched into becoming a national spokesperson for breast and ovarian cancer.
Okay.
So I do a lot with legislation, with awareness projects, and bringing out the importance of early detection, how that truly saves lives, but also a lot with fundraising. And like I said, I've helped to raise $30 million for breast cancer this year. So that's kind of a really neat experience because in many cases, breast cancer in America affects 1 in 9 women. So it's extremely prevalent, and we just need to get the information out there and to take someone who is in a celebrity position for a year and to let them kind of be the spokesperson. I think that's really wonderful.
That's great. As you're rounding out the end of your year, are there any rules and regulations as to when you can and cannot wear the crown and sash?
Well, now that I'm giving up the title, I'm never allowed to wear it again. only in my privacy of my own home, I suppose.
Yeah, with the curtains drawn and everything.
Exactly. Well, I figure while I'm cooking dinner, I'll just sport the tiara. But during your year, almost always you're wearing the sash because you want people to know who you are and what you're doing.
Right.
You very rarely, though, actually wear the crown, first of all, because it is $250,000. So,
What?
I know.
Really?
Yeah. It's Mikimoto diamonds and pearls and platinum. So
do you have a spare?
Yeah, I got a backup.
Whoops, lost it.
Exactly.
Mr. Trump, could you give us another one?
So, but they don't want you to wear it much, not only, obviously, the price, but when you wear it, then you are automatically seen as a quote-unquote beauty queen rather than an ambassador for the United States or a representation. You know, just viewed differently, more as that icon of beauty. So we tend to not wear it very often.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I do have to ask you, being a German show, have you ever taken German in school?
Never taken German. However, with a lot of the USO tours I've been doing, I have been with Wayne Newton a lot.
Okay.
So
you get to
say. There's my connection to German.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You've
been a fantastic representative all year, and we look forward to even more exciting things in your future.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Pageant Cast today, and we hope that you join us again next week. However, next week we aren't going to take a week off in commemoration of the Miss America pageant. I'm just going to be too busy watching that for me to put out a Pageant Cast next week. But we will certainly get things rolling again after Miss America. So the next time you hear from me, I will be announcing our new Miss America, which you will probably know well in advance. But we are working to get a media pass for Miss America, and wish me luck on that. I hope that they do help us out in that way. We are the true fans of pageants, and hopefully they recognize that as their backbone of their organization. Hey, that's it for me. Tierra Dreams. Bye. Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.